Yes, yeah. Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Okay, hi, my name is Janine Case Pease, and I'm 47 years old. And today is November 23rd, 2018, and I'm speaking with Doris Owen, who is my paternal aunt, and we're recording this interview in Brookhaven, Mississippi. And Aunt Doris, I wanted to ask you if you'd tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child.
Well, I was the oldest of five children. And I had a happy childhood because I've always felt that my mother and father were people who, you know, they wanted their family to be at least doing as well as anybody else in the community. And that's what they strive to do. And they, I think they brought me up trying to bring, for me to know right from wrong, mm-hmm. and that was how I should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. And can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
Well, my father was a Case and my mother was a Smith. Mm-hmm. And those were two really prominent names in Lincoln County, Mississippi. So, my mother's parents were farmers, and so was my daddy's parents. Mm-hmm. They were farmers also. So we were about equal with all the other neighbors in the community. And I think that we were closer than a lot of people to the grandparents because we visited mm-hmm. among each other. Both of them, my mom and my dad, had a lot of brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So we were used to, like, on the weekend having gatherings, we'd go to my grandmother's house, and maybe one Sunday, maybe the next Sunday, we'd go and be with that group.
Okay.
So I had lots of relatives and still do.
Yeah, you do. Okay, can you tell me about one or two people in your life who have been the biggest influences on your life?
You let me think on that one a minute.
I will.
Well, I would say my mom and dad had the most influence.
Okay.
On my life. But then I come to a time in my life when I was real young to do what I did, mm-hmm. but I married when I was 16.
Okay.
So I'm going to be 90 my birthday, and I spent most of my life with Hal Ray Owens.
Right.
So I would say we influenced each other because some of the things that he accepted, I did not accept.
Right.
So that makes a difference. But then I decided that I should stay with Hal Ray because I loved him. I truly loved him, and I wanted to help him if I could. Mm-hmm. So, and I think I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, can you tell me one of your happiest memories, no matter when it happened or how far back? It could be childhood, it could be adulthood, anything. One of your happiest memories.
Oh, I had a lot of happy memories.
Hard to pick one.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I guess one of them was when I felt like that I was told, you know, that they thought they got all the cancer.
Yep.
Because I had cancer when I was I can't remember just how old I was. But anyhow, if you've never had cancer, mm-hmm. to be told, now, I believe, he didn't say he surely did get it all, but he told me he thought he got it all. And that because, you know, I just took it as a sentence that I would be gone in a short time.
Right.
And I realized I wasn't ready to go.
Right. Yeah, it's good to find that out, isn't it?
Yeah.
That there's something to live for. Okay. And when you think about, you know, your family, your children, your grandchildren, you know, whoever else you want to add into that, what are your hopes and wishes for them?
Well, I hope for a better world for us than we have right now, because I think that all of us, I mean, all my relatives, all of my non-relatives, are living in a time that we just can't see into the future and have too many hopes, or I can't. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that we're being pulled toward them wanting us to accept and believe things that we were brought up to believe were opposite of how they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for instance, Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was taught that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I believe. And it's hard for a person as old as I am to make a drastic change.
Right.
So I just go along believing like I believe and praying and going right on.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And if you're thinking about your family many generations from now, and you know that somebody many generations from now will hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or any advice that you want to share with family members on down the line?
Well, I hope that things, that's one of the kids maybe want to come in the back, or that's Marilyn, go invite her in. Well, I hope that the world, we can find some way to make things change back to the way that I would feel safe and happy, and then if I would want that for everybody else,
mm-hmm.
Security and happiness mm-hmm. for everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time and doing this with me. I mean, I really appreciate what you and all of Daddy's other sisters have done for me in my life, and I just wanted to kind of give this gift to your children and grandchildren as something, as a small way that I could give back. So thank you very much, Aunt Doris. I love you.
I love you, too. I know that Becky would like to do this.
She could do it.
Hi there.